A small community of about 5,000 people, not far from the Snake River, in the southwest corner of the state. A great place to grow up. After graduating from high school, I went to 1 year of college, and then I decided I was smart enough, so I quit, which was one of my major mistakes. Among many major mistakes I made in those early days. But I was ambitious and willing to work hard, and figured I wouldn't have any trouble getting a job, which turned out to be accurate. So with a head full of dreams and ambitions, I started my first job. About 3 years later, I got married, made lots of promises, worked hard, and a couple of years later started a family. And at age 25, I started taking a new look at my life. My weekly paycheck amounted to the grand total of $57. I was far behind on my promises, behind on my bills, and discouraged. I was far from making the progress I thought I should have made. I was willing to work hard. That was not my problem. But it was clear that it was going to take more than hard work. And I didn't want to wind up at age 60, broke, needing assistance, like so many people I saw around me, not in the richest country in the world. So what do you do to change the direction of your life? I thought, well, I should go back to school. 1 year of college doesn't look that good on an application. But now with my family starting, going back to school seemed like a tough decision. I didn't have any money to start my own business. Money was one of my problems. I always had far too much month left over at the end of the money, if you've ever been in that position. I remember one time losing $10, and I was physically ill for 2 days, over a $10 bill. Some of my friends tried to be cheerful. They said, look, maybe some poor person who needed it found it. But that was not really helpful. I must admit, at that time in my life, benevolence had not yet seized me. I was the person who needed to find $10, not lose 10. So that's where I was at that time in my life, behind on my dreams, and constantly wondering what I could possibly do to change my life for the better. Well, at age 25, good fortune came my way. And many times it's difficult to explain good fortune. Why do unique things happen to you when they do? I don't know. Part of that is a mystery to me. However, my good fortune was meeting a man, a very unique and successful man. His name was Mr. Earl Schoaf. When I met him, I said to myself, I would give anything to be like him. I wonder what it would take. Well, to make a long story short, this very special gentleman took a liking to me, and a few months after I met him, he hired me, and I went to work for him. I spent the next 5 years working for him in several of his businesses, and then, unfortunately, he died. But I did get to spend 5 years with this remarkable man, and the best thing he gave me during that 5 years was not a job. The best thing he gave me was the benefit of his philosophy, the fundamentals of living successfully, how to be wealthy, how to be happy. And sure enough, his ideas worked for me. So I will always be grateful for meeting someone who made a difference in how my life worked out. I am sure if Mr. Schoaf were still alive, I would have called him one more time today and thanked him for sharing the ideas and inspiration that changed my life. For many years, I shared this philosophy for wealth and happiness with my business partners and met with equally exciting results. I am primarily a businessman, not a professional public speaker. But I have been intrigued with the challenge of trying to put into words the ideas that can make a difference in how a person's life works out. And now I have the chance to share these ideas with you. Ideas plus inspiration. Ideas, business ideas, and social ideas, and personal ideas. We all need ideas, right? How to have a good day ideas, how to have a good year ideas, how to have your best year ever ideas, good health ideas, personal relationship ideas, how to deal with your family ideas, sales management ideas, financial freedom for the future ideas. We all need good ideas.